Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My tradition as well has been to bring on an expert from pregame.com in the opening segment of the Gamblecast each year. And pleased to do that again in the opening segment of the show here tonight. And he's been on with me throughout this postseason in the NFL. One of the best handicappers you're going to find anywhere. A two-time Super Contest winner in Vegas. One of the premier handicappers at pregame.com. You can get him on Twitter at Fezzik Sports. Steve Fezzik joining me right now. Steve, it was great seeing you in Atlanta, and it's great talking to you right now. How are you?
I'm good. Just logging in. All the prop bets I've made, Sean, living the dream.
Yeah, living the dream, man. Well, let's start. We'll get to those prop bets in just a second, Steve. But let's start with this game. The line opened a couple of weeks ago with the Rams as a small favorite, quickly shifted through the zero to New England as hanging around a 2.5-point favorite most of the week. What has the line done here of late, and what are we to read into it?
So most books are holding steady. New England, -2.5. There are a couple of books out there that have actually gone down. So Rams money, down to 2. New England, -2 at a few of the sharpest books. But for the most part, I would say that -2.5 on New England has held steady for the past 9 days.
Fez, what about the money line on this game? I know sometimes when games hang around close to the zero, or if you have a lot of, you know, these are two teams that probably have a lot of futures bets sitting out there, teasers, parlays, all that kind of stuff. How funky can the money line get compared to the spread on a game like this?
The money line has come down somewhat. So what's happening is that the public is betting the Rams, and they like to bet the Rams. The public does. When they bet the underdog, they like to bet them to win. So what happens when the public bets the Rams plus $1.20 to win the game? Well, the books get enough money on that, and they say, we got to make the Rams less attractive. They drop the odds on the Rams, such that now you can only get the Rams plus $1.10, plus $1.15, and the Patriots money line. If you bet on the Patriots, you have to lay -135 instead of -140. So the Patriots are cheaper on the money line than they were a day ago.
All right, Fez, we know this is one of the biggest days of the year when it comes to betting, not just the game, but everything around the game. And it gets started with the national anthem here. I've been reading all day, even saw your colleague R.J. Bell talking about maybe even a little bit of inside information on this national anthem with Gladys Knight. What are we seeing? I can't believe I'm asking this. What are we seeing in terms of action on the national anthem? Has there been a big move?
There has been an enormous move. The over-under on the national anthem length has gone from 109 seconds up to 118 seconds, Sean. A nine-second move. And now think about this. This isn't like a normal sporting event where it can go like 155 seconds or only 87 seconds. I mean, the distribution is really tight, such that if you wanted to play over 109 seconds, what the number had been previously, now you got to lay like minus 700. So what's going on here? Why the movement? Bottom line is Gladys Knight is rehearsing. People are at the rehearsal. This is inside information betting. I will make the case that what we're seeing here is that the best prop bet that you could have made on this game is to have gotten that over 109 seconds on the national anthem. Even better, because you probably are going to be cashing that bet before the game even starts.
Okay, so Steve, would you advise people just to take their winnings and move on, or should they try and get cute and middle this thing at the last minute?
You know, I tend to think not to middle, and here's why. If it was a normal steam move, I'm all about fading the really large line move, because usually the opening number has some merit. The odds makers have some reasons for putting that into play. But in this case, all the odds makers could do is look upon the history of Gladys Knight and her anthems and how long they'd been. And talk about stale old information. Being at the rehearsal, I think, is 100 times better information than looking at what Gladys Knight sang the anthem 8 years ago. So I would not play back. Just keep the really good bet.
All right. Now, actual football stuff here. You know, as I was going through the lines on these prop bets earlier today, Fez, I'm looking at Todd Gurley, and I'm looking, and the place that I go to for my numbers had him, I think, at 14 and a half rushing attempts. And I'm thinking to myself, man, if someone had told you midway through the season the Rams would be in the Super Bowl and the total attempts for Todd Gurley would be 14 and a half, if they had that type of, you know, that you could bet it at that moment for the Super Bowl, you'd have been all over that. But at 14 and a half, Gurley has been one of the stranger kind of players in this postseason. And we saw that in full effect in the NFC title game where he was basically an afterthought in that game. What are your thoughts on Todd Gurley in this game?
Yeah, so quick history, and you nailed it, Sean. Gurley was getting 20 carries. He was averaging close to 100 yards midseason, and he hurt his knee. And so we got very limited carries the rest of the year, got rested week 16 and 17. And then the playoffs, Vegas didn't really know what to do with him. He only got 16 carries, which is still substantial. But C.J. Anderson got 23 against the Cowboys. But then against the Saints, what's this? Gurley only gets 4 carries, only gets 10 yards. And frankly, the wise guys were ready to fade Gurley completely. He opened up in Vegas for as 70 rush yards in the Super Bowl, and the wise guys pounded the under, and he dropped down to 70 rush yards for his down to 60 for his rush yards. And then McVay said, he's going to be a big part of the game. I'm going to utilize him. And the other bettors came in and bet on him. And then, of course, the latest report is the running backs coach says, you know what, Gurley's not going to be the workhorse. It's going to be split carries with C.J. Anderson. And here comes the money back under on Gurley. I like under 14 and a half carries for Gurley.
Hey, Fez, do bettors believe what these coaches say leading up to the Super Bowl a little too much? Why, you know, I tend to think, why would these coaches be truthful about anything they're telling to the media that has to do with stuff that's going to happen on game day?
Really great question, Sean. And in general, the better the coach, the more likely I am to completely not believe him. So if McVay or Belichick tells me they're going to zig, I really believe more often than not they're going to zag.
Steve Fezzik of pregame.com joining me for a little gambling preview on tonight's Super Bowl 53. What about Gronk, Fez? A guy who a lot of folks during the season said, man, it looks like Gronk is not the Gronk of old, and he's not. He's been banged up all year. Looked pretty good in that AFC title game. What have the bettors been doing with these numbers on maybe the greatest tight end of this generation?
So Gronk is being bet. Bettors are bullish on Gronk. They bet him to get over 3.5 receptions. That number is now 4. They bet him to get over 51.5 pass yards. That's up to 54. What's going on here? Gronk is like that vintage roadster that you keep in your garage all winter long, and you only take out maybe 3-4 times a year on that beautiful day. And why? Because Gronk, for a big guy, is made out of plexiglass. He's completely injury prone. You can't play him very much or he won't last the season. So the Patriots really minimized his role at the end of the season, week 16 and 17, did not play much against the Chargers. They crushed the Chargers, and finally they needed him, and they broke out the roadster against Kansas City, and he got 6 receptions, 79 yards. The wise guys feel there is one more decent game in Gronk's gas tank, and they're betting him over.
Fez, we know that the MO of Bill Belichick is to try to take away what the other team does best offensively, whether it's a player or a concept or whatever that may be. Is that manifesting itself anywhere with any of these Rams players in terms of the prop bets?
Yes. Brandon Cooks, number one wide receiver, is being bet against. People don't feel, the wise guys, that he's going to have a big game. His reception yards have dropped from 75 down to 68 is the current line, and it makes a whole lot of sense that Belichick's going to take away your best player. Well, that would have been Gurley, but now Gurley's going to be splitting carries probably with C.J. Anderson, and if you look at Cooks, the deep threat, the way to stop him is with press coverage at the line of scrimmage. Detroit was able to go ahead and minimize his role, and if anyone knows Cooks, of course, it's going to be New England and the genius because he played for them for a year. The wise guys like Cooks to go under 70. It was 74, but even at under 68 pass yards.
Fez, last one on player props here. When I first opened up the player props a couple weeks ago, Tom Brady's passing yardage is at about 285, 286. It's up over 300 at the places I look for this stuff now. That's a Gladys Knight-type steam move there, Fez.
Exactly. Although I'm going to argue, although it's similar to the Gladys Knight in terms of money coming in terms of the sharpness, I'm going to make the case that this is not necessarily a sharp move. This is an obvious, predictable line move. If you came up in the long lines in Vegas right now and asked everyone, what are you going to bet? They're going to say, I'm betting Brady to go over. And so the public is betting him over. And that's why that number keeps going higher, as the books want balanced action. I expect the way the game's going to play out is that New England is going to emphasize the run, a lot of ball control, a lot of Michelle, some James White, some Burkhead. And when you're running the ball more, and New England's been running the ball 48% of the time in the playoffs, there's fewer passes, so fewer yards for Brady. I am fading this line move. It's my late best bet. I am going under 302 pass yards, Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's about where it's gotten to, 302. Fez, on the way out, you got any more little breadcrumbs for the listeners as they're getting their last-minute action down?
I'm going to attempt to get a winner before dinner, not on the national anthem, but I bet no score in the first 5 minutes and 30 seconds. I think that's a solid wager. And one more tip for everyone watching it: if you can catch the coin flip and you know who gets the ball first, then bet on the team to get the ball first to win the first quarter. That is a advantage play that the wise guys love to make.
Okay, now we're going to be tracking your Twitter feed throughout the night, Fez, at Fezzik Sports, because I know you're among the best when it comes to observing things in-game and then trying to apply some nuance to it to maybe make a little scratch on the live wagering. So I can encourage the folks to follow you at Fezzik Sports during the game tonight, right?
Absolutely, and I'll be disclosing stuff that I'm betting as the game progresses.
It's good stuff, man. Give it a follow. This is one of the best gambling nights of the year, so you want to follow one of the best gamblers out there, and that's Steve Fezzik at Fezzik Sports on Twitter, pregame.com. Two-time Super Contest winner in Vegas. Fez, really appreciate it. Great catching up with you this week in Atlanta, and good luck tonight, man.
Good luck to you, Sean, and of course to all your listeners.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.